Okay, here we go. Parshas Baaloscha, Tavshin Ayin Tes, Alun and Shmi and Sechus. For a full shlema brach tzvi b'rivka bat ya b'sor shecho yisrael tavad henach mordechai tefer simcha b'sor shecho yisrael. So I'm going to give three ideas over here, three ideas on the whole episode of Moshe being a davening for Miriam at the end of the Parsha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Yitzak Moshe al Hashem Limor, Kel na refa na la. Moshe screams out to the Rebbeinu Shem saying, Chodesh Baruch Hu, please heal my sister, please heal her. Says the Orla Shemayim Remeir of Apta, a beautiful teaching. He says, what's the word Vayidaber Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemor? Just say Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Kelna. What's Lemor? Lemor seems to be extra. Says the Remeir Apta, the Orla Shemayim. We know that there are two ways in the Torah uses speech, Amira and Dibor. Amira is Lashon Raka, soft, gentle, merciful. Vayidaber, Rashi always quotes Chazal, is a little strict, harsh. So what Moshe is saying to the Rebbeinu Shem, Yitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemor. Moshe davened to the Rebbeinu Shem that he should be Lemor Kel Narafan Allah. That when he should heal his sister, the person who just spoke Lashon Hara about him, he should do it in a midah of rachamim, of a Lashon Raka, in a Lemordic way, in a gentle way, in a caring way, in a merciful way. Yitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemor. Moshe is davening to the Rebbeinu Shem that he should be have mercy on his sister. Beautiful teaching of Meir Apta. Second idea comes to us from Rabbi Nachman. I didn't see this inside in Likutei Maran. It's quoted over here in my sefer, Likutei Maran. I didn't see which Torah is. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, I should find it. But it says, Kel na refa na Allah. He says, Rabbi Nachman, we know Chazal teach us that na ain na ala lashon bakasha. Na is a lashon of request. So it's Kel na refa na Allah means Kel na. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Chodesh Baruch Hu, Kel na. That you should daven, right? No is a law, is a code word for bakasha. So Hashem says, Moshe is saying, Kelna, the Rebbeinu Shem, you should daven, the refan Allah. Not that not only just Moshe Rabbeinu is davening that his sister should feel well, and she should have refush from her tzaras, but Moshe Rabbeinu is empowering and is actually encouraging the Rebbeinu Shem himself, Kavayachot, to daven. Kelna, that you should daven, Rebbeinu Shem, the refan Allah. And my sister should also have refush. Beautiful insight of Likutei Maran. Rabbi Nachman, or Brus of the great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And finally, the third and final idea comes from the Sefer Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda quotes this, is one of my favorite Torahs in the entire Sefer Torah. Chamishechum Shem Torah. So, we know famously, the Moshe Binu davens for Miriam over here, that she should refuah shleima. Says the Sefer Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, why is it that Moshe Binu never davens for himself? Right, we know, we all know in the beginning of Parshas Shemos, right? Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he should go daven, that he should go back to Mitzrayim. He says, no, I'm not made of words. Says and says the Sefer Talmud Bayodo, the Rabbi Yerachmiel Kram. It's a beautiful insight. He says, why did Moshe ever daven that himself should have a refuah shleima? Why did he only daven that Miriam should have a refuah shleima? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu never davened for his own lisp, right? When the Pharaoh's magicians, they put the crown or they put the fiery coal to see, and Moshe Rabbeinu was going for the crown. What happened was is that a Malach came and pushed his hand, he touched the fire and touched his lips, he had a lisp. Moshe Rabbeinu always wanted to be grateful, always wanted to be thankful to the Rabbeinu Shem that he saved his life that day in the palace. That is what a Karas HaTov is. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have that reminder always on his, literally on his lips. Physically, literally. And at the end of the day, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu never doubts, because he always wanted to have that reminder that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. He always wanted to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such beautiful, beautiful insights at the end of the parsha. Let's just review these three ideas. The first idea from the Or LaShemayim, Rameir Abdel says, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemor. Moshe just doesn't daven, but he davens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem Lemor Kel Narfan Allah. You should do it in a Lemor Degu way, in a Raka way, in a Racham Degu way, in a merciful way, in a caring and gentle way. The second idea, Rabbi Nachman says, Kel na refa na Allah, kel na. Now he knows the lashon of bakasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kel na. You should also daven that refa na Allah, that my sister should be healed. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to daven too, kevayachol. It wasn't just good enough for Moshe to daven, but Moshe was empowering also the Rebbeinu Shem to daven. And finally, the third and final idea, why is it Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Sefer Talmud Bayodo, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu never davens for himself, but he only davens for his sister? Says the Sefer Talmud Bayodo, because he always wanted to have the reminder on his lips. They always wanted to have the lisp to be able to remember that Chodesh Baruch Hu saved his life that day in the palace. To have that Hakar Satov. Hakar Satov is everlasting. Someone does something good for you, we're constantly always grateful. Like I just heard Ratzvi Meyer. Ratzvi Meyer spoke yesterday in Farakwe. Someone sent me the recording. He said that when Rav Dessler was separated from his mishpacha, he heard that Rav Lazer Silver in Cincinnati saved his son. So Rav Dessler went to Cincinnati after the war, people to show him thank you, to say thank you. And what happened was, Lazer Silva said, "No, like really, Rav Dessler, why are you really here?" He says, "No, this is why I came. I came because I really wanted to say thank you." Rav Lazer Silva said, "Sometimes he got letters. He saved thousands of Jews of Lazer Silva in Cincinnati, or from what he did for Jews in World War II." But at the end of the day, he said, "Never did I have someone who actually came to give a karsa tov." Rav Dessler went out of his way. Someone did something good for Rav Dessler. He saved his son. He went to Cincinnati to thank him. Gratitude is an attitude. But someone does something good for you, we're forever grateful. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is grateful to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the rest of his life for saving that day in the past. We should be zocha Be'ez Hashem to take these teachings and infuse them in our lives, Be'ez Hashem, into our tefillah, into our davening, and Be'ez Hashem, into our amidos as well. Shabbos. Shkoch.